252 DR Oshkosh and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. More infrastructure funding from the bipartisan law passed last year. President Biden in New York City announcing money to repair the Hudson River tunnels, linking New York City with New Jersey, along with funds to upgrade Amtrak rails.
That's this project and others like it across the country are all about, making investments in America's cities and towns, in America's heartlands, in the rural areas as well. It's about making things here in America again.
The president says the tunnel project will create 72,000 jobs. Winter storms are creating new troubles for residents from Texas to the Midwest. Ice and snow are leading to power outages and flight cancellations and delays. More than 1,400 flights have been grounded today. Embattled Congressman George Santos is recusing himself from two of his committee posts. He's facing several probes, including an investigation into his campaign finances. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy called it the appropriate thing to do. This is ABC News. A new large-scale study looking at the risk of dementia for those over 60 shows many diet and lifestyle decisions could impact someone's chances of developing memory loss or Alzheimer's disease. ABC Chief Medical Correspondent Dr. Jennifer Ashton tells us what lifestyle choices made the biggest impact on participants.
Alcohol was a big one, and the people who did the best in this study never consumed alcohol. Diet was actually the biggest factor, and again, healthy diet, lots of vegetables, and low saturated fat. Cognitive activity, which would be something like reading or playing cards, and then social contact, even chatting online, meeting with friends. People who engaged in those behaviors did really, really well as we age.
San Francisco officials are asking state authorities to slow down the rollout of driverless taxis. During tests in the city, some users reported robo-taxis stopping for no apparent reason. Results of the test could determine how quickly other cities move ahead with driverless cabs. Brian Clark, ABC News.
A fresh approach to finding common ground in the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media. Civic Media.
Fox Valley regional and state news and commentary for us to find common ground. Civic Media.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. A man suspected of killing two women in Green Bay is arrested in Arkansas. The women's bodies were found inside an Eastside apartment Sunday morning. Police say evidence at the scene made them think right away the suspect had headed south. In fact, Arkansas police caught him in a traffic stop by mid-afternoon. Police say double homicides are rare in Green Bay. PFAS pollutants are getting lawmakers' attention. A state Senate committee is holding a hearing today on proposed regulations for the forever chemicals. They're used to make a lot of useful plastic products, but they're polluting Wisconsin soil and water. Right now, PFAS are not regulated in Wisconsin. Governor Evers, for one, says he wants to change that. In sports, the Bucks host Charlotte tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
You wanted information as election results rolled in and the Civic Media Network of radio stations delivered it live.
I was so impressed with your coverage. And I listened to you guys and I got all the coverage. It was amazing.
Civic Media, the only network with news reporters and show hosts stationed across Wisconsin, sharing political insight not found anywhere else. Elections or anytime, we are here for you. Your local Civic Media radio stations and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Are you an experienced maintenance technician? Do you wish you felt valued at your current position? If you answered yes to both questions, then say yes to PepsiCo of Oshkosh. PepsiCo rarely has maintenance openings. Most employees have been there more than 14 years, but PepsiCo is hiring right now and has three openings for experienced maintenance technicians. As a global top employer 3 years in a row, PepsiCo pays way above average, and you can't beat the benefits. Free continuing education, tuition reimbursement, and an account balance pension plan, legit free money from the company to you. Plus, PepsiCo is committed to reducing the global carbon footprint through a PEP-positive corporate responsibility program. You're invited to the PepsiCo Job Fair on Wednesday, February 1st from 8 to noon, Thursday, February 2nd, 1 to 5 at the PepsiCo plant, 2541 West 20th Avenue in Oshkosh. Find more information at PepsiCoJobs.com or call 1-800-236-3720.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Hump Day equals Hump Day. Greg Bock Day.
It is. It is. Put that on your tombstone.
Oh, yeah.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Yes, you've just convinced me towards a burial service now. That's it.
Wait, was it cremation before? Was that your go-to?
Viking funeral?
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Always on the Civic Media app.
Your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected on the Civic Media Network. CivicMedia.us.
Keeping the Fox Valley connected, informed, and entertained. This is Civic Media.
Check the check.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Radio Show. Dom, I'm calling this just in the nick of time Tuesday. Please turn my microphone up to the point where I can hear it.
Thank you. There we go. Just in time, Crudy. Good to see you, man. Good, glad you could, show up for the show, dude.
Buddy, I've never... Have I ever missed the top? You've missed the top. I don't know if I've ever missed the top.
I've been late once or twice. Very rarely. I mean,
just in the bullpen talking.
We've been doing this so long, Crudy. It's hard. Who can even keep track anymore?
I do.
I know you
did
do.
Did I miss? No, here I am.
Yeah.
Barely by the nick of my, by the skin of my teeth, Dom.
Well done, Michael. Happy days, man. Good to see you, dude.
You know, Wisconsin Supreme Court race. Am I missing something? Wisconsin Supreme Court race. It's got to be the lead, right?
It is the most important race in our history, Crudy, and very, very, very super important here in the state of Wisconsin. And I hate to say that, because every time they tell you, oh, this is the most important election of your lifetime. And sometimes it is, sometimes it's not.
Most important spring election of your lifetime. Okay. I feel quite confident.
The midterms, very important. Tony Evers holding serve here in the state of Wisconsin, right? The Republicans denied a super majority, even with the gerrymandered situation we are dealing with here in the state of Wisconsin. Not really.
Well, they had a 2/3 super majority in the Senate. Your girl Alberta Darling resigned. Otherwise, they had already taken the electoral super majority in the Senate
and the Assembly,
which gives them the power of impeachment. You don't even need it over on the Assembly side. You've got it already. Got it. Got all the power you need. Until your girl resigned.
No, Alberta Garland, I want to be clear. Now, I know you keep the numbers in your head, Curtis, so I want to be very clear on this.
2/3 supermajority in the Wisconsin State Senate. The only reason the Republicans don't currently have the right to impeach...
You're right,
because Alberta Darling.
That's one part of it. I think less important than overriding Governor Tony Evers' veto, which they cannot do because they do not have the numbers in the Assembly, correct?
Not currently.
No, right. So
just short of pressure.
Right. So last election, very important. Very, very super important. this election, if we want to make a change, if we don't want to sit on our ass for the next 9 years and deal with the, as Robin Voss, the assembly speaker here in the state of Wisconsin, would say, better ideas and better candidates. No, not true. Gerrymander, the most politically gerrymandered state in the country, in the history of the world. That's what we're dealing with right now with Republicans. And if we get Janet Protasiewicz, right, or Everett Mitchell, the non-conservatives, hell, maybe we can get a case in front of the Supreme Court with a 4-3 non-conservative majority. We can actually get some governance going on in the state. That's important. So, yes, today, again, once again, we will beat the piñata. That is the Wisconsin Supreme Court election coming up, what, the primary 3 weeks from today and the general 9 weeks?
From today. Dom, here's something else I note on this cold-ass but sunny Tuesday. Bruce Murphy, Murphy's Law, the Urban Milwaukee Online Daily. One of my favorites. One of my, you know why I like Bruce so much?
Because
he does damn good journalism, and he's one of the few. I know you don't.
I can read Bruce's piece.
Well, here's the complaint. Bruce, you write your columns early, but they don't dump into my inbox till like 6:05 or something. I missed the show. So anyways, here's one we just missed yesterday. The right-wing war in the high court race, Dom, just gearing up. As the subheadline here writes, it's getting nasty. Mark Belling blasts candidate Dan Kelly and Justice Bradley attacks candidate Doro and Belling. Dom, would you say
the Republican Party's in disarray?
I thought you might. I thought you might say that.
I only say it because it's true.
It is true. The all-important Wisconsin Supreme Court race has displayed no rancor between the two liberal candidates, Janet Protasiewicz and Everett Mitchell. But a division between the two conservatives, let's call them Kelly and Doro, is getting increasingly nasty. Dan Kelly, who was appointed to the state Supreme Court in 16 by Wanker, but lost his bid in the election in 2020, had entered the race on an open court seat in September and didn't take kindly to a second conservative. You know he doesn't, because he's quite contemptuous. Waukesha County Circuit Court Judge Doro, I'd point out, also a Wanker appointee. And they're both, what, Regent College grads?
You
know,
when you say Regent College grad, or law school grads, it sounds like, wow, they went to Regent. No, Regent is the rebranded, renamed Christian Broadcasting Network School of Law. Yeah, that's where they went, Crudy. Hell, I took the LSAT twice. I could have probably got into that school.
I'm sure you could have. Probably could have graduated cum laude with either a law degree or, you know, doing sports play-by-play. You know, anyways, let me jump back in here. Kelly, who was appointed to the state Supreme Court in 16, but lost his bid in 20, talked about that, was guided, as they say, as the kids say sometimes, Dom, a little butthurt that Judge Doro entered the race months later. I'm struggling to think of any other reason that she would believe she would be a qualified candidate for the Supreme Court. Oh, the contempt, it just rolls on
that one. Well, she went to the same school you did, man. What are you telling me?
Well, he was appointed to the Supreme Court, and she was only appointed to the district court, Dom. See the difference? Kelly told an Associated Press reporter, accusing Doro of taking advantage of the national publicity she got for presiding over the trial of Daryl Brooks. You know, here's the crazy part. He's absolutely right.
Yes, no doubt. And if he were in the same position, he would do the same thing.
Now, Dominic, I'd like to speak for our fellow UW lacrosse alum, Mark Belling, here.
You go ahead.
I listened to Belling a little bit driving in. Mark Belling said, veteran conservative, righty-whitey talk host Mark Belling, soon joined the fray, writing an extraordinary column for the Waukesha Freeman. Hey, man, stand on our territory. We're in the Shaw here today. We're in Waukesha in the studios. But apparently they published him over at the Freeman. And Belling wrote that Kelly, like Donald Trump, is simply running to regain his old job and seems mostly motivated to avenge an unfair defeat. You know what? Belling also absolutely right. Kelly's sputtering, Belling went on. His campaign manager, Alex Walker, Scotty's son, has quit. Other conservatives are already frosted. The Kelly supporters are trying to plant anti-Doro stories in the media during the recent period for circulating nomination petitions. Kelly struggled to find volunteers to go out and solicit signatures and turned in only a few hundred over the minimum requirement.
Well, you don't want to work too hard for the job.
Very efficient, that one. Doro's campaign is organic and filled with enthusiasm, Dom. Kelly's campaign is soulless, more accurately, a soulless dud, consisting of generic national PAC dollars. This according to Mark Belling, and he should know. Kelly should get out of the race now. The alternative is to, in desperation, use his PAC money donations to slime Doro and pave the way for a liberal to win the general election. I will also, speaking on behalf of Civic Media, I think I can safely say, when Kelly comes sliming Doro, I will also accept that money and run those ads.
Crudy, Bruce Murphy goes on to write, if it has been followers of Kelly planting anti-Doro stories, then they are doing a very good job. On November 30, the day after Doro entered the race, Dan Bice did a column reporting on Doro's past opposition to cash bail and noted that conservative dropped millions of dollars in TV ads, criticizing Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes in this year's U.S. Senate race for his opposition to cash bail for defendants awaiting trial. Bice also quoted Belling criticizing Doro in 21, saying she has consistently defended the lenient bail decisions made by court commissioners. And on January 26th, Bice did a column reporting suspicions that Doro's son might have supplied fentanyl to Cade Reddington, an 18-year-old UW freshman, we talked about this at length, who died of fentanyl poisoning on November 4th, 2021. That seemed a low blow to Wisconsin Right Now, which did a story blasting Bice's, quote, reckless and unfair attack on Jennifer Doro's son, calling it irresponsible journalism.
You know what else was irresponsible? The way right-wing, righty-whitey talk radio has treated the family that accuses this Doro's son of supplying the fentanyl.
The Reddington
family. The fatal dose. The mother's name is Michelle Kuhlman, and she was on Earl Ingram's show for an hour today. And she reached out to Earl. She sought him out. And the reason she did so is because of the treatment, the throwaway, the targeted treatment she felt targeted her family from Dan O'Donnell and those that would support this Doro campaign. Because, of course, the alternative is the contemptuous and completely underqualified Dan Kelly and right-wing talk radio. They like them some Doro, Dom. So if a tragically suffering family has to be targeted by right-wing talk radio so that they can effectively lift the candidacy of celebrity judge Jennifer Doro, because she's got the organic grassroots support, Dom.
Well, Crudy, you know it's a tough thing for the Kelly campaign when Scott Walker's kid quits the campaign. We were talking about this not so long ago, and I jumped on like the Twitter and tried to search what
happened. Not good enough for what a
happened?
Wanker.
What happened? What happened? Well, as our pal Bruce Murphy reports, Walker, the kid Walker, he left that campaign too. It's in shambles. They're attacking each other. The Republican Party's in disarray. And I couldn't be happier about it.
Final thought on Earl's guest earlier today. It was wonderful. The second hour, find the podcast, civicmedia.us. So be it was sort of the attitude of Righty Whitey Radio. If you got to suffer, so be it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Hey, Joe.
What do you got for us today?
In reference to Lindsey Graham, I was amazed at his comments where he said if Trump is indicted, there will be riots in the streets. Lindsey Graham was a JAG officer, and in order to be a JAG officer, you have to pass the bar. Was a JAG
officer. I'm sorry, he's a JAG officer? I didn't quite understand that.
Yeah, to see a lawyer head for the rat hole instead of acting like a person with a backbone. Wow, what a profile and courage, huh?
Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.,
remember the last time your family visited the forest?
It's a place of wonder and imagination for the whole family, where stories come to life, and it's closer than you think. Ready to plan your next visit? Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Maintenance experience? Take it to PepsiCo of Oshkosh. PepsiCo invites you to its job fair Wednesday, February 1st, 8 to noon, Thursday, February 2nd, 1 to 5 at the PepsiCo plant, 2541 West 20th Avenue in Oshkosh. Information at PepsiCoJobs.com.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 3 above. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, high of 21. Lows level off around 12. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Mainly cloudy Thursday with a high of 22. 6 above Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 7 above.
23. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Lows level off around 14. Mainly clear skies Thursday with highs around 25. 8 above Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently 7 above.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
We are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can always join us on the phones today, 844-967-2789. Programming note, our pal Bill Press, podcaster, pundit, prognosticator, he's scheduled to join us at the 5 o'clock hour.
You know, Dom, I had some personal errands that took me to the flatlands today. I went down to Illinois. And the greatest shame, my day started quite slowly, didn't happen like I would have liked it to, efficiently, right. You know, because I'm an efficient guy most days.
You know, sometimes.
Had a hard time getting out of the house. But I went all the way to Illinois, and I didn't load up, man.
You didn't get any weed,
no,
man? Come on!
No time, man. No,
that's tough.
That's a shame.
That's a shame.
Because I don't even like going to Illinois. No offense to our
Illinois. Well, the bigger Illinois shame is that it's not legal here in the state of Wisconsin.
Yes, that is a shame.
But let's talk about what's really a shame.
Well, we'll talk more about the Wisconsin Supreme Court election. But, Dom, here's the great news. Us all the way in Barrington, which is sort of a Chicago suburb. Looked around, a lot of big houses. Seemed quite wealthy. But Barrington, guess what? 5:40 a.m. loud and clear, baby.
Oh, nice.
Drove the 5:40, the beast of the east, all the way back from Chicagoland, dude. And, you know, when I would jump around, I got to tell you, no offense to our colleagues up the dial at 6:20. I'm not even sure what the hell they do anymore. At least, you know, Belling's doing this hardcore. He's writing columns. He's trashing Supreme Court justices. At least I know what he's trying to accomplish. I'm not even sure what they're programming on TMG anymore. Like, what's your favorite kind of rhubarb, Dom?
Strawberry rhubarb pie.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. Give me some of that, baby.
I don't even like rhubarb.
Ah, strawberry rhubarb pie, man. You've never had strawberry rhubarb pie?
Sure. Everybody has.
And you don't like it?
Not amongst the pie choices. Cherry, baby. Door County cherry.
Oh, no. Don't get me wrong. I prefer a cherry. But if I had some warm strawberry rhubarb pie with some ice cream right now, you'd be eating the hell out of it.
Mm. I'd eat the crust around the sides. I'd look for some strawberries. Not a big fan of the rhubarb, but I can tell you, I drove up, and I told you, I'm like, it's going to be close, and I'm driving a little fast. I got to admit, going a little fast, and came over the state line in Genoa City. You ever hear of that?
Genoa?
Genoa City? Is it? Well, you know, I was down in Lake Country. I was down in Walworth County. Then I came up through some familiar territory, like East Troy and Maquanago. I came up that way. I think that's 12. And saw the exit for Alpine Valley.
Yeah, man. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a long while. Well, Dom, I did mention I got some Red Hot Chili Pepper concerts, didn't I?
When are you going? Where are they going? Where are they performing?
Minneapolis.
Oh, that's right. Yes, you did say that. It's a great show.
If I could work you into the plans, I'd put you in a stowaway luggage. My wife doesn't even want to go to the concert.
What?
She knows I love the Chili Peppers. What is your favorite concert? I got to say, probably Foo Fighters, Chili Peppers, most memorable concert.
That
one we were there.
Yes.
And those were great.
That was great. That was a great concert. I tell you, honestly, my most memorable, my favorite concert was Pearl Jam opening up for Tom Petty. They did two shows at Summerfest, and I saw it, and they switched the openers, right? So next time Tom opened up for Pearl Jam. But we were like fourth row, man. We were right there, and Pearl Jam and Tom Petty. It was fantastic.
Do you remember back when we thought we were big shots, we'd throw cash in for a limo, and we went to Pearl Jam at Alpine Valley, but first, you know, we bar hopped around Lake Country.
Slowly get there, right.
And it was like 95 degrees, super hot. We had great seats, maybe eighth row, but, you know, by the tower speakers. And I just remember in the air conditioning, out of the air conditioning, you know, that thing left my head pounding. That and the tower speakers and Eddie Vedder just screaming into the mic. I got to tell you, I found Eddie Vedder, not that anyone cares my musical opinions, Eddie Vedder, best concert, vocals, strongest, clearest, best.
Yeah.
Eddie Vedder. I hear the dude, like, rides a bike in a sauna to prepare for the rigors of rocking out with the Devil's Advocates in Alpine Valley.
They put on a great show. I just got my tickets for Foo Fighters and... And
Harley Fest?
Yeah, Green Day for Harley Fest coming up this summer. Yeah, yeah.
I'll trade you one for one. I'll trade you one for one.
Nope. I'm not taking you and leaving Steph. That ain't happening. Unless she doesn't want to go, then you can go.
All right. What if I take your wife and you, of course, and your wife up to Minneapolis? We let the girls have a good time. We go to I guess it would just be the Chili Peppers that time. And then you could invite us back and we could do the Daily Double. Unless, of course, your wife really wanted to go, but I'm sure we could find some fine concerts, some other fun stuff for
her. Oh, man,
do
you
that.
Know, when I got the tickets, and
I feel like I'm scheming against
our marriages. They weren't inexpensive, but I still have this pent up demand for some concerts,
for some rock and roll.
Yeah. I mean, this, you know, last summer was really, you know, coming out of COVID and the whole, what a weird couple
of
years.
Dude, you live the life of Riley, though. I mean, most humans could not live the lifestyle you live, and I mean that in all sincerity.
Is that a compliment?
Kind of. I mean, the fact that you work out each and every day, or at least quite frequently, just so you can party like a rock star, like to bring that equilibrium.
That's right, man.
Most would not be dedicated. They would fall apart, their bodies, like me. I'm falling apart.
Come on. You just got to trial it, man. It was minus 6 degrees without the wind chill at 6:30 this morning when I went to the gym. You just got to be motivated, man. You could do it, Crudy. I'm here for you, man.
Man, I couldn't even get out the door to go to Illinois with enough time to spare to hit a dispensary, dude.
Let alone barely make it to the greatest radio show ever. But I'm glad you did, man.
I want to talk about the Republican Party. The conservative candidate for Wisconsin Supreme Court. Of course, they're in disarray. And also, your favorite concert at Alpine Valley or anywhere else. Drove through the Lake Country, brought back some memories. You know, I think I celebrated my 30th birthday in Lake Beulah. Come back, more Devils, 844-967-2789. You were there.
Yeah, I remember.
Say you're going to do something and not do it.
A progressive.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. More infrastructure funding from the bipartisan law passed last year. President Biden in New York City announcing money to repair the Hudson River tunnels, linking New York City with New Jersey, along with funds to upgrade Amtrak rails.
That's this project and others like it across the country are all about, making investments in America's cities and towns, in America's heartlands, in the rural areas as well. It's about making things here in America again.
President says the tunnel project will create 72,000 jobs. Winter storms are creating new troubles for residents from Texas to the Midwest. Ice and snow are leading to power outages and flight cancellations and delays. More than 1,400 flights have been grounded today. Embattled Congressman George Santos is recusing himself from two of his committee posts. He's facing several probes, including an investigation into his campaign finances. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy called it the appropriate thing to do. This is ABC News.
From Green Bay to Oshkosh and Point South, wherever you are in the Fox Valley, count on us to keep you connected, informed, and entertained. Civic Media.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. A man suspected of killing two women in Green Bay is arrested in Arkansas. The women's bodies were found inside an Eastside apartment Sunday morning. Police say evidence of the scene made them think right away the suspect had headed south. In fact, Arkansas police caught him in a traffic stop by mid-afternoon. Police say double homicides are rare in Green Bay. PFAS pollutants are getting lawmakers' attention. A state Senate committee is holding a hearing today on proposed regulations for the forever chemicals. They're used to make a lot of useful plastic products, but they're polluting Wisconsin's soil and water. Right now, PFAS are not regulated in Wisconsin. Governor Evers, for one, says he wants to change that. In sports, the Bucks host Charlotte tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
You wanted information as election results rolled in, and the Civic Media Network of radio stations delivered it live.
I was so impressed with your coverage, and I listened to you guys, and I got all the coverage. It was amazing.
Civic Media, the only network with news reporters and show hosts stationed across Wisconsin, sharing political insight not found anywhere else. Elections or anytime, we are here for you, your local Civic Media radio stations, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Catch Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlo at its brand new time, 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
The city of Shanghai started administering an inhalable COVID-19 vaccine. I hear a lot of you saying the same thing I had in my head. I don't know about that.
As long as they are not just crop dusting everyone.
Crop dusting, that's exactly what I think people would be fearful of. I would not trust the Chinese government. I would trust people who really know about inhaling something and the good that it does you. Of course, I'm talking about Dom and Crute.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
on WISS 1100 AM 98.3 FM Oshkosh Air Support.
Here's today's STEM tip. Don't throw out that old plastic bottle. Repurpose it by turning it into an awesome terrarium. Just fill it with sand, pebbles, soil, and your favorite plant. It'll grow sealed right in its own ecosystem. Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
Sixty percent of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
Terrible. Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, and on the road again Tuesday. Doing it devil style, man. I'm here in the Shaw with my good buddy and college roommate, Dominic. And you could be a part. I can't believe no one wanted to jump in. I asked you, what's your favorite Alpine Valley concert? No one had a good time at Alpine Valley. Dom and I are the only two dudes that ever
such a good time,
rocked
man.
It out at Alpine
People
Valley.
People forget about it, man.
Few would like to forget about it. I'm glad the cell phone cameras weren't so prevalent when we were young, man.
Yeah, right.
Ooh, thank goodness.
Different world now.
It was and is a different world now. Dom, perhaps we should get back to the crapping on the conservative gubernatorial. No, I guess they're judicial candidates, Supreme Court candidates.
Highlighting
the fine reporting of our friend Bruce Murphy at the online daily urbanmilwaukee.com. a little more attention to this topic. Dom, I'll go first. Yet that wasn't all the pounding of Jennifer Doro in the media. There has also been a campaign by, now, if we didn't mention it, Doro's son has been accused of supplying a fatal dose of fentanyl, and the mother of the now deceased Cade Reddington appeared right here on Earl Ingram's show this morning, 9 o'clock. Find the podcast. And also, she had the, what was the business plan, Dom? The Doro business plan, her?
Oh, yes. They were going to open up a gun range that serves alcohol and does weddings and perhaps bar mitzvahs. I mean, who knows? But, you know, alcohol at the gun range is a great idea of Jennifer Doro and her husband.
And some in the audience had wonderful suggestions for what to name it. My favorite, I think, personally, Darwin's. But anyways, going back to the pounding that Doro received in the media, that wasn't, there has also been a campaign by State Supreme Court Justice Rebecca Bradley and Wisconsin Appeals Court Judge Shelley Grogan to defend Dan Kelly and vilify Doro. For good measure, Bradley took some pot shots at Mark Belling.
Oh, no, right on right.
Grogan went on the air with conservative talk host Dan O'Donnell, the aforementioned Whitey Righty Dom, and holds nothing back, O'Donnell crowed. Justice Bradley and myself reviewed the record of all four candidates, and we concluded that only one has proven that he is a constitutional conservative, and that's Dan Kelly, Grogan declared. We saw that at the candidate forum, only Dan stood up to the liberals. So you've already eliminated two of the candidates, despite their much better qualifications, I would say, at least credible law schools. So Dan Kelly stood up to the other two, and Doro, of course, Dom. Well, apparently she read from the binder, whereas Doro didn't, Grogan noted. Doro has been pushing the same liberal bail policies that John Chisholm pushes in Milwaukee County, Grogan charged. How dare she? That's my little 2 cents worth. Adding that Doro's courtroom decisions are not those of a conservative. Go and look at Judge Doro's sentencing, where she did not invite cameras into the courtroom. You know, she did it for her own, well, that part might be true, for her own celebrity time.
Crudy, Bradley piled on in an op-ed for the Freeman, disagreeing with Belling and suggesting Doro was unfit to serve on the high court. As the candidate at the candidate debate, Bradley noted, quote, Judge Doro was the only candidate who responded with pretend statements read from a binder.
Prepared.
Read from a binder. Binders full of women, Crudy. A candidate using a binder to provide answers to questions is simply unprepared for the rigors of a statewide campaign, much less to do the job of a Supreme Court justice.
I would concur.
Bradley went on to bash Belling for name-calling and hypocrisy and refusing to objectively investigate the candidates and report their records. Another quote. Mr. Belling is doing the very thing he wrongly accuses Justice Kelly of doing, sliming the only proven constitutional conservative in this race, thereby paving the way for the progressive candidate to win the general election.
I hope she's right.
Bradley and Doro blasted away at still more targets in the circular firing squad. Without naming him, they fired pot shots at conservative Supreme Court Justice Brian Hagedorn, who has had the temerity to vote with the court's three liberals on a tiny minority of cases. A quote, we can't trust a candidate's words anymore, Grogan warned. We saw that in 2019 when Hagedorn won office. I once supported a candidate on blind faith, Bradley declared. I won't make that mistake again. There, they agree with Belling. All three are part of the Hate Hagedorn Club, but have drawn different conclusions from his elections. But perhaps the most surprising target Bradley and Grogan aimed at was retiring conservative Pat Rogensack, who has endorsed Doro to succeed her. Belling's column called Rogensack a beloved justice and the most respected conservative jurist in this state in 30 years. Grogan, by contrast, says that in the past few years, with all due respect to Justice Rogensack, her candidate selection has been questionable. I think that's a little that's going around the GOP megas these days. Bradley writes that Rogensack declined to endorse me when I was challenged by uber-liberal Judge Joanne Kloppenberg in 2016. Most recently, Justice Rogan Sack endorsed Judge Jeff Davis, appointed by Governor Evers, for the Court of Appeals instead of endorsing Judge Shelley Grogan, the most preeminent constitutional conservative on that bench. Oh, yes. Grogan and Bradley are angry at Rogan Sack that Rogan Sack didn't endorse them in their elections, and now that she's about to give up her power, they've decided to unload on the elder justice as well. With nary a shot fired by the liberals, the two conservative candidates for the Supreme Court are both bleeding profusely, victims of a right flank attack. So writes Bruce Murphy at the UrbanMilwaukee.com.
So we've got right-wing talk radio crapping on Dan Kelly. We've got
right-wing talk radio crapping on Doral.
Are they? Who's crapping on Doral? Well, I guess
O'Donnell was another
O'Donnell providing a platform for Grogan to crap on Doral. So I guess there's a tit for tat going on there.
A little bit, I would say so, sure.
And of course, they all took cracks at Brian Hagedorn, who's been the most judicially independent one on the entire court.
And can't have that.
I think Wisco Paul, I hate the name drop, one of our fine listeners. I was listening to a different show, Drive North, and Wisco Paul pointed out, you know, there are three justices on the court that are election deniers. Didn't want to accept the outcome of the 2020 election. And I'm thinking, damn, Paul, I guess when you say it like that.
It sounds really bad.
And then, of course, they all want to crap on Chisholm because he's a Democrat, but also got a crap on Rogan Sack on the way out the door. I mean, she's the retiring chief justice. She still got the job as of today. And Bradley, you're still serving with Hagedorn. You know what I mean, Dom?
Well, you know, there is precedent for the Wisconsin Supreme Court to be choking each other. I'm just saying that has happened. It's true. It's true.
I've never had to choke you out yet, Dom. 844-967-2789. I think there are some conclusions we can arrive at, including the fact the Republican Party's in disarray. Man. I mean, this is, if I were a Republican, and I'm not, I'm gleeful about all this crap.
Yes, yes.
But if I were a Republican, man, you got to be really worried about this electoral outcome. And I'm not counting any chickens.
No doubt.
We haven't even determined who amongst the liberals is going to represent the party. But I would say at this point, have at it, Republicans.
So do you,
Doro's terrible. Oh yeah, I hear that Dan Kelly's worse.
Do you think a referendum on existing laws regarding welfare is going to change the outcome for the Republicans?
No, I think the very ones that might be flagged by that, the right wing talk radio listenership, they already know it's a spring election. There's 81 stations telling them. So they know it's election time. You know, whether or not they can motivate the base with Dan Kelly or Jennifer Doral. Well, Doral's not motivating. Pardon me. Let me restate that. Dan Kelly motivates no one, not even the wanker kid.
Right. Not even. I mean, hell of a time. He barely got the required signatures. I mean, that's pretty tough. But he's got the fine. He's got the backing, man. He's got money. As long as he's got money in the game, man, or someone else's money in the game, you know, you still got a chance.
So did Kevin Nicholson. So did Scott Walker in the presidential race. I mean, just having a sugar daddy doesn't in and of itself get you elected.
Well, certainly not. But if you don't have the money, you know, just getting a couple hundred more signatures than you actually need with no money is also certainly not getting you elected.
Why no volunteers, Dan? No friends? Friends, Roman, Brookfieldians.
And I just want to throw out there, too, and we quote lots of fine journalists on this show. Corey Hess, one of them at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.
And occasionally Chris Rickard.
and when there's an article out recently talking about these referendums and the framing of the discussion. Well, you know, the Democrats put, you know, marijuana on the referendum in the last, you know, in the gubernatorial election, and the Republicans are putting this on the referendum now. And I think it's a misnomer, and perhaps it's just not written, I think, accurately, because it wasn't the Democrats doing it from Madison, doing it statewide. This was a bunch of independent, normal you know, weed activists that were going, you know, community by just community by community by community.
Busting their ass.
Yeah, just trying to get this thing done. And they got it in enough markets to make a slight difference. What the Republicans are doing is putting this on the ballot in every part of the state. So it's not the same thing. Not the when the referendum for weed and now this referendum for whatever it is that the Republicans, some welfare thing, is totally, totally different. It's not like you have Republican activists around the state individually going community by community trying to get this referendum on. That's not what's happening. This is a purposeful act, a political purposeful act by the Republicans to try to somehow drive out turnout while they're too, you know, Republican megas are beating the hell out of each other.
It'll be very interesting to hear the sort of issue advertising that starts rolling down the pike. Because, of course, if you're putting this stuff on the ballot, you got to still inform the electorate. You should be outraged, electorate, if you think that welfare people, and you know that's how it'll be characterized, if you think those people should have to work hard like you do as a good Wisconsinite, then vote yes.
Aren't there already work requirements? So that's the whole thing,
though. Does it really matter what side they vote for? Because it's not about even casting your opinion. Has no ongoing impact on governance, right? It's not about that. It's just to convince and fool some righties to turn out.
And it's so disingenuous because the Republicans, that they were so concerned about whatever the referendum is, maybe they shouldn't have been out campaigning and sitting on their ass for 8 months last year and actually passed a bill. They could do it right now. If you're concerned about whatever you have this non-binding referendum being proposed to the state of Wisconsin, you could literally pass that legislation right now. But if you did that, you know, you wouldn't have the advertising and the get out the vote effort. So they don't want it. They just want you to react to it.
Now, I've noticed the newest Janet Protasiewicz ads that I've started seeing on television, they make it very clear, you know, Janet Protasiewicz. First, I've seen Protasiewicz ads where effectively they put her on the bench. You know, she is a judicial candidate. But I've seen other ads that feature female voices, perhaps exclusively. I don't want to say it is exclusive, but I think it is. And they all said, you know, Janet's the woman. Janet is the one that understands women's issues, understands effectively reproductive rights.
Yeah.
And abortion is on the ballot.
Yeah.
And I think that is certainly strategic and thoughtful and should be the conversation that I would want to be having if I was the campaign of Janet Protasiewicz. Now, we haven't really, really waded in, but I can tell you the money has waded in behind Protasiewicz. I think I had seen some metric where perhaps she had outraised the entirety of the field combined. Protasiewicz.
Wow.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We'll be right back. You can call us, except you concert people. You're all passed out in the parking lot still. 844-96-PARTY.
You and the chosen one!
The best is yet to come!
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Warning, listening to the Devil's Advocates may expose you to opposing views.
We've mentioned, inflation is going to be an issue. Let me ask you this. What would you like to see Donald Trump do if you were here? What did you suggest Biden do to address the inflationary pressures we're facing right now?
I can't tell you that because that would be something you could counter and defeat Trump with or the Republican Party. So tell you.
You think Trump's taking strategy from you on talk radio, Lou?
I mean, you're no Kid Rock, Lou.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Put a frog in boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As veterans, we tell ourselves the lie that we can handle anything. We let the water boil. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Maintenance experience? Take it to PepsiCo of Oshkosh. PepsiCo invites you to its job fair Wednesday, February 1st, 8 to noon, Thursday, February 2nd, 1 to 5 at the PepsiCo plant, 2541 West 20th Avenue in Oshkosh. Information at PepsiCoJobs.com.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows dip down to about 4 above tonight under mainly clear skies. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 21 tomorrow. A mix of clouds and sun. Lows around 13 tomorrow night. Low 20s Thursday with a chance for snow. Single digits above zero Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 7 above.
So it's up to the cops to determine. It's not the police.
You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to The Devil's Advocates radio show. Join us on the lines, 844-967-2789.
Dominic, my understanding, Bill Press joining in the Happier Happy Hour. You're going to want to stick around for that. That's today. And then Friday, Dom, I got a booking.
Ooh.
Comedian Charlie Behrens, Wisconsin's own, joining us on the airwaves.
Daughter, hey.
At 5:30.
Oh, nice.
Save his sentiment for the Bears until after the top hour when WCPT listeners might be joining. Dom, I got one more Wisconsin-centric topic before we invite our national friend, Bill Press, in. This headline caught my attention because it features Andre Jacques. Always quite interested in the welfare of animals, Dom.
Yes, he is.
Less so people, but animals. Here is the newest proposal. Corrine Hess, the reporting at the Journal Sentinel. Felons would be banned from owning, air quotes, vicious dogs under a new Republican-led bill in Wisconsin. Republican legislators are reviving a bill that would ban felons from owning vicious dogs. Wait till you hear the rationale. It's coming. State Senator Andre Jacques, Republican from De Pere, said vicious dogs are just as dangerous as guns.
What?
In some cases. Here's what Jacques said. You're talking about putting a weapon in the hands of someone who's not supposed to have access to it. I would rather you shoot your dog at me than shoot me
with a gun. Right.
Yes.
Right.
I'll take my chances with Fido. The bill doesn't target a certain breed of dog, not even junkyard dogs, but instead calls for police to weigh the dog's behavior and determine whether it's vicious. Unfortunately, there is a significant problem of animals being used for such unlawful activity as dog fighting, guard dogs for narcotics trafficking, and other illegal activity, and as tools for intimidation. And there have been a substantial number of cases where officers have been attacked and injured by animals trained to be vicious when attempting to make arrests and investigate crimes by violent offenders. Now, that's apparently in the language of the bill, Dom. The legislation only applies to felons convicted of specific serious felonies, like, you know, murder, felony battery, sexual assault, and felonies involving controlled substances. So, like a second pot arrest.
Right, like weed.
Like weed. Felons found in possession of a vicious dog could face 10 grand in fines and 6 years in prison.
Damn, 6 years?
The bill was previously introduced in 15 and 21, gaining unanimous support in committee, but failing once it got to the full legislature. Jacques said he doesn't think it has been a high priority for leadership, but has not been a contentious bill and should have strong bipartisan agreement. Yeah, except you are hardly the one to shepherd bipartisan agreement on anything. I mean, Andre Jacques, you're such a partisan dude. But he's in it for the horses. And
yeah, he made dogs. Sex with horses like a bigger crime than it was, right? It was,
I think,
like
it's a felony.
It was a misdemeanor, and now it's a felony thanks
if
to the efforts of Andre Jacques.
Sex with the horse, you won't be able to own a vicious guard dog.
What? I mean, is that someone who loves animals? And you're going to tell me they can't have a dog?
I suspect he's having some problems with the neighbor up the road. You know, you can hear us now in Andre Jacques' district. WGBD, WGBW. Let me try that again. Green Bay, baby, 97.9 FM, 1590 AM. Andre, waving at you. You can also find us on the Devil's Advocates Radio Facebook page. We live stream there. They were doing so from Waukesha.
Crudy, but this, I think it's a terrible idea, but, you know, what do I know? Michigan, Illinois, and Iowa already prohibit possession of vicious dogs by serious felony offenders. So this is something that, you know, apparently is gaining traction here in the Midwest.
Yeah. Unless Caesar's becoming a cop, Caesar, the guy from, you know, the bad dog show. I mean, how are these... You know how they're going to determine whether they feel like it's a dangerous dog?
If it attacks.
Probably with their handgun.
Right.
You know what I mean? If they feel threatened. I haven't noted too many cops, you know, being afraid to utilize a weapon in self-protection. So, we've known a few guys, right? I don't know if they were felons, but they committed a few felonies, probably.
Maybe not convicted.
But we've known some dudes that had big Rottweilers and stuff. Is that legit?
Well, I mean, vicious. I mean, so, you know, some of the most vicious dogs that I've experienced are the little terrier types, man. I mean, those things.
Chihuahuas.
Yeah, I mean, some of these little things, that if you are not the owner and you do not, you know, love and give this thing affection.
And Mia.
Mia, yeah.
Oh, I hated that dog. And I love dogs, but I hated your dog.
She was that Mia. But my Marley, my Akita, was a great dog. But if you come into my house, my Akita at the
or
time,
he Marley is a male.
Yeah, he might attack. He might defend me. Does that make him a vicious dog? He was a lovable, big, lovable Akita. But not if you're trying to, you know, get mine. You know. So what are you talking about? How does that even
get
work?
Your stash?
Whatever. You know, if you come around, you know, knocking on doors, breaking in, say you got to serve a warrant or something like that, right? And you're going to tell me that, you know, if you do that and there's a dog in the house, lots of dogs will protect their territory and their owners. You're going to say this, oh, the dog attacked. Never attacked anybody, but, you know, when we broke down your door to serve you with a warrant because we concerned that you have weed in the house and you get attacked by my terrier, my little terrier, not even a pit bull terrier. If then, what, now I get an extra 6-year enhancer? Are you kidding me?
Hey, Betsy, how you doing?
Hey, Betsy.
Got dangerous dogs.
Hey, guys.
Would they bite Dom's ass if he came over and kicked the door?
Well, yeah, I was just saying they really do have strict protocol already. But if you take your dog wolf hunting, they'll pay you if the wolf kills the dog. So, yeah, it's you know, my daughter's dog got out and was a cattle dog and was nipping at a lady. And oh, my God, they had to jump through hoops to save that dog's life, you know. And if you're not up to date with the shots or anything, there's really already a high protocol of this. It's just a waste of time. But, what about the dogs that go wolf hunting and then they get killed by the wolf and then the state pays them for
right.
the dog?
And then so, we as taxpayers reimburse the wolf hunters when their dogs get killed by the wolves they are hunting.
Yeah, it's just nuts. All right, you guys, you're great. Love you. Have a good evening.
Thanks, Betsy. Love you back.
Love you more, Betsy. Love Bill Press the most. He's coming next. You are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I hope it's a mutual affection. I hope you're not hate listening to us right now, thinking mean thoughts, thinking if I had a vicious chihuahua, I'd sick that son of a gun right on Dom's.
Oh, man, I love the dogs, man. I give them a treat. And they'll be fine.
My dogs, well, I got one good one, one bad one. You know that. Berkeley's terrible.
Barkley is terrible,
Barkley
yes.
Barkley is a terrible dog. Winnie's a very affectionate pit bull. But when I get caught for my next felony, I probably wouldn't be able to have Berkeley anymore. Come Ooh. Back, Bill Press. He's the junkyard dog. He's our friend. The happier happy hours. Next.
I know it, your family knows it. Dogs know it.
I love you.
So I stroke it.
Hey, this is Matt from
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Go by any construction site in Wisconsin. You're going to see a lot of Michaels trucks. Since 2014, they've had more than $1 billion worth of contracts with the state government.
A large part of those coming with Foxconn without any results in that area.
Do we want a governor who might be giving his brothers the contract? I think he needs to answer that before the election.
We'll just kick that one down the road. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But of course, Michaels Corporation would get to build that said bridge.
Listen Monday through Friday from 2 to 3. It's Dueling Tangents.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green.